In his role as Christ, Jesus fulfilled three human offices that God had used to administer his kingdom in the Old Testament: the offices of prophet, priest, and king. In Jesus' day, the most prominent role of Levitical priests was to serve God in the temple and its grounds. But this wasn't what Jesus did. How did Jesus fulfill the office of priest?
One of the very important functions that Jesus Christ fulfilled was the function or the office of a priest. We mean by priest someone who mediates, who brings together estranged parties, who stands in the middle with an arm to each side, uniting. That's the function of a priest. And there's a very real sense in which the incarnation itself, inasmuch as it was the arrival amongst us of the eternal Son, was a uniting and priestly act. It was a rapprochement. It was Emmanuel, God with us. And then as we move through the stages of his life to that final drama on the cross, we see in the death of Christ not the tragic end to a misguided career, but a purpose of event in which all the sacrificial and substitutionary image of the Old Testament sacrificial system is fulfilled and completed in the one who is both the priest before God on behalf of the people with whom he has identified, and himself the sacrifice, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But then, as priest, his work is not fully complete, for he ascends to the Father, sits at the Father's right hand, and at this very moment, he continues ever to intercede for us. In the existential realities of ongoing time, he continues to function as priest, eternally applying to our accounts the infinite merits of what has historically been achieved. So that as the Father looks at us stumbling and blundering along, we are in Christ forever.
A prophet represents God before people, speaks the truth of God, representing God in front of people. Well, a priest does the opposite. He represents people before God. Jesus came as a priest. And there were two primary ways he fulfilled that priestly office. The first was to make atonement. His life and death served as an atoning sacrifice so that we could be friends with God again when we were just enemies. The second function of Jesus as priest is that he has an intercessory role. He has an ongoing role of interceding for the saints before the throne based on his perfect atoning work. But he has an ongoing relationship with us as our intercessory priest.
Jesus is our priest. And when we talk about the priesthood of Jesus, almost every African understands what a priest means, because we still have the funny kinds of priests, different kinds of priests, idol priests, and all kinds of priests. In short, a priest is one who stands between you, the offender, and the God that you have offended. He is the one that brings the sacrifices on behalf of you to the gods. That happened. That is a picture of what Jesus Christ came to do for us as the priest. He is the final sacrifice. Before he came, we have other sacrifices that we used to atone for our sins, the blood of bulls, rams, turtle doves. But Jesus Christ came and he gave the utmost sacrifice once and for all enter into the Holy of Holies with his blood, put it on the mercy seat, and henceforth, we don't need another priest or another sacrifice. And right now, as we talk, he's before God, bringing our intercession, bringing our requests as the high priest before the presence of the Almighty God. So it gladdens my heart because I understand this by our own culture. Yeah, I'm coming from in Africa, the importance of priesthood. So we give God the praise who had made this done for us once and for all. And today we have a great mediator, a great priest who daily bring us before God. And it gladdens my heart.
Jesus Christ is our priest. He performs that function in his life, his death, his resurrection, and now in his ascension to the right hand of the Father. He performs the function of a priest by interceding on behalf of his people and making a sacrificial offering for them. On earth, of course, he was interceding for his people in the high priestly prayer in John, where he talks to the Father about the people that the Father has given him. He offers himself as a sacrifice upon the cross at Calvary, and now ascended at the right hand of the Father, he offers himself continually in intercession to the Father on our behalf, fulfilling the great Old Testament role of the priest.